a public service announcement with guitar. Know your rights. All three of them. Number one, you have the right not to be killed. Murder is a crime unless it was done by a policeman or an aristocrat. Oh, know your rights. And number two, you have the right.
This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 29, formerly known as Old Man Yells at a Wall Podcast. Let's get right into it. I don't have much for banter, I guess. Life's pretty boring at the moment. Take these off. I don't need the fucking headphones. I'm an idiot. Let's get right into it. Let's get into the big news this week was the Division beta. Anyway, I pre-ordered the beta. I had got that Tom Clancy Humble Bundle. Came with a few older Tom Clancy games. Had the Rainbow Six and fucking Splinter Cell Blacklist and whatever else. I don't even know. I don't like fucking barely open up fucking Uplay for any reason. I don't even think of it most of the time. Probably have a couple games on there I should be playing, but the Division. Looking forward to it. I mean, it's a game fucking people have been talking about for like forever, it seems like, a few years. Anyway, so I've got the beta, I got the email saying, you know, get ready to take back New York. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go in there, fucking take back New York. So fucking I preloaded it, came out the 29th it started, and I was kind of nervous. I'm like, how long is it going to be? You know, is it going to be a fucking one of those deals where it's like fucking two days of the fucking beta, you know? Whatever. Fucking excited to check it out. Plan on playing as much as I could, you know, fucking get it all set up, fucking good to go. I was done with it within like an hour or two. It was just real short fucking beta. It was only a few story missions, and after that, you know, I just got this message like, oh, thanks, you know, thanks for playing the beta. You did those fucking two missions or whatever. Go check out PvP. And I'm just like, you know, I don't really want to check out the PvP. You know, it's not like fucking, I know it's supposed to be their MMO kind of, their Destiny type of deal. Like, they're going to, it's all about playing with fucking groups of people, going to the fucking, they have like a dark zone or whatever. It's just a PvP area. I guess it's kind of the main draw for the Division for most people, I guess. But I mean, me, I'm just like, I don't know. It's not how I play games. At the beginning, anyway, it was just a fucking, I don't know, something about it. It's a different type of game too. I wanted to fucking check out like more of the single player content. Like fucking, when the game comes out, and I think it's March, like the middle of March or something like that, maybe the end of March. Yeah, I mean, I fucking play most games I play. Just play fucking. I'll play through the story first, you know. And fucking this ain't the Division 2. It's like, oh, you can just play by yourself, like whatever. So, I'd play through the fucking story first and fucking, you know, fucking whatever, dick around, and see what else I can do. What else is there besides like the main story? And then like the last thing I do is usually the multiplayer. You know, be something if it was like the Division 2, and I already knew what the fuck I was doing. But I didn't feel like going into fucking PvP with fucking whatever and just dicking around and. Oh, it did appeal to me. So I just did like those fucking two main story missions and yeah, I mean fucking, I don't know, fucking as far as the story missions went, I mean, again, I just fucking whatever. I mean, it's a beta. I'm not going to fucking complain, dude. I'd be complaining too if there was fucking like they put like half the story in there, then by the time the game came out, I'd be like, great, now I got to play the same shit. I just play it again because it didn't fucking, none of the shit carried over. I'd be pissed. But yeah, I mean, fucking, from what I played, it seems fucking, seems really good. Like, I mean, again, it wasn't fucking, I only played for like a couple hours or whatever, but fucking what I played, I really liked. it seemed really fun. It surprised me, too. It seemed like, thought it was just going to be like, it's just going to be like a Splinter Cell or something, you know. It was fucking, get a lot of the cover mechanics and shit from like Blacklist or whatever, like, pretty sure it was, you know, they had like Blacklist and like maybe like Hitman or whatever, where it's like, you know, you hold A to go into cover, then it'll show like a little prompt of where you're gonna go, and you just fucking hold A instead of like physically moving yourself to the different cover, like you just fucking like it'll just start running towards where you want them to go, you know. That's all pretty cool. I mean, like the fucking it played pretty really well actually. But I was just surprised that fucking the thing it reminded me the most of was fucking like Mass Effect. Seems strange. I haven't heard anybody else like make that comparison, so I'm fucking saying it right now. If you hear anybody else say, "Oh, the Division fucking feels like Mass Effect," that's me. It's all me. It's all grunt free. Copyright Grunt Free Press, episode 29. The reason I say it feels like Mass Effect is because it isn't like fucking whatever, like Rainbow Six or fucking one of those, you know, people saying like, "Oh, it fucking feels weird that you gotta like fucking, you know, put a million bullets into somebody's head to fucking drop them or whatever." All that shit seemed fine to me. Again, it's not like fucking realistic, I guess, like realistic fucking military shit, but it does feel like that Mass Effect, like, fuck, you don't have like full control over where you're hitting, you know. It's fucking, you know, all the weapons have like a fucking like spread to them or whatever. So it's like, you know, you're getting better guns, you're leveling up and shit. And I think that, you know, that makes the reticle fucking like shrink. So you have better percentage of fucking hitting somebody. It was kind of like the first Mass Effect, and, you know, I like that. I think it's fucking great. That's why I liked it. Even that, and even the fucking the music too, it's got like a weird fucking like 80s sci-fi movie type of like synthy fucking music to it. And as far as reminded me, like even like the opening title of fucking the first Mass Effect, like that fucking like that song, you know. Again, just for the few missions I played, I'm like, fucking almost immediately, I'm like, dude, this fucking feels a lot like Mass Effect. And if they want to do that, like, if fuck, you know, if that's going to be, like, their fucking, like, core fucking Mass Effect and fucking throwing the Tom Clancy shit, like, on top of that, that fucking sounds awesome. Like, I'm all about that. I'm hoping, you know, fucking, that's fucking, they do it. Like, fucking, this is their fucking Mass Effect fucking plus fucking, you know, the PvP shit and the fucking, you know, MMO type shit and fucking, you know, that'd be awesome. So that's what I'm hoping for. This hoping doesn't turn out to be like a fucking Destiny where it's like, you know, oh, I played these two missions, that's fucking kind of cool, then fucking the actual game's just like 10 missions or whatever, you know, it's fucking like real short, not much else to it. That's the fucking, that'd be the worst case scenario. So hopefully not that. Worst case scenario is it turns out to be fucking Destiny, I guess. Best case scenario is it turns out to be a fucking badass fucking online fucking Mass Effect giant fucking RPG. Like, that'd be fucking amazing, and I'd fucking love that. Yeah, I fucking wanted this fucking thing that, you know, I was playing on PC and fucking, yeah, but I played it, fucking looked good, fucking played good. You know, I was like, oh, thank God, it's fucking finally fucking controller support on a fucking PC. I can just sit here and play it like a fucking normal person. But, one thing I did have, as soon as I fucking booted up, I got this fucking message, like, in the corner saying, like, oh, your system doesn't fucking meet the required settings or whatever, fucking hardware settings to fucking play the game. I'm like, dude, fuck you. Like, I, you know what I mean? I fucking like check before, like when the fucking the system shit came out, and it should be like fine, you know what I mean? And as I was playing, everything was on high or fucking like whatever, you know, like it wasn't fucking, and give you like a frame, like everything was running at least like 30 frames. It's like everything seemed fucking fine. It was playing fine. Just this fucking stupid dialogue box in the fucking top corner, like, oh, your PC can't run this. I'm like, oh, I'm playing it and it seems fine. I don't know what to tell you. So I just fucking closed that box. But yeah, that's fucking PC gaming, The Division. As fucking, as soon as that popped up, I'm like, fuck, I should have just fucking bought it on fucking Xbox One. Like, but again, I mean, if fucking, I'd think that it looks better and fucking runs better on fucking PC. Although, even though I've heard fucking this story's coming out now, like all these people cheating and shit on PC, opening up their fucking files and fucking just changing all their fucking settings. They're like invincible and like who knows. Because I don't know if I've gone on this fucking tangent before about how shitty fucking playing online games is on fucking PC. I mean, it's a goddamn fucking joke, to be honest with you. I mean, again, I fucking played my fucking credentials. I'll put my credentials up. I used to play like 2000. I played fucking Aliens versus Predator. That was like the first online game I ever played, and that was on fucking PC. And not that people were cheating bad or anything there, but I mean, like fucking, you know, it'd pop up like, oh, people are fucking cheating, like blah blah blah. And every online game, dude, the fucking I've like looked into, you know, played and fucking got involved in, you always see like all this shit. If it's like multi-platform, not to say that people don't cheat on fucking like consoles or whatever either, but whenever there's like a fucking multi-platform game, you go into like whatever, like there are like forums or like discussions about it, and it's always just like, oh, fucking this big long thing about, oh, cheating, blah blah blah, people are doing this and that. I'm like, fuck, you know, everyone's like, oh, I've never seen that before, what are you playing on? So, oh, PC. And it's always just like, yeah, well, no shit. Because, you know, people just have that fucking freedom on PC to fucking, you know, open up their files and fucking dick around and fucking do this and that and run different fucking programs and, like, whatever. I mean, that's fucking, like, anti-cheat shit, but whatever it is, just fucking PC, you give people that much fucking freedom and it's, you know, immediately they're just going to fucking take advantage of it and find a way to fuck with it. And yeah, PC gaming online fucking sucks. That's another reason I was like, yeah, I don't want to even fucking try like going into fucking PvP. It's like, dude, I'll be in a fucking with a controller and some guy, I'll be like, oh, I have fucking like auto aim on my fucking mouse and I'm fucking, you know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah, my fucking $3,000 fucking mouse and my fucking, you know, auto aim fucking key I have my fucking whatever Corsair fucking keyboard or whatever, I don't know. Yeah, PC online gaming is terrible. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, so that was The Division. I'm fucking, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's fucking didn't put too much time into it just because what I wanted to check out in that game was like such a small part of that fucking beta, but I like it. I like the feel of it. I like fucking, you know, and I like the fucking even like it had like personality, you know what I mean? Which I was fucking shocked. I was like, ah, it's gonna be like some bullshit, just like usual fucking Tom Clancy, like no story, no nothing. But I mean, like immediately, there's fucking characters in it, dude. They fucking, you know what I mean? They have fucking personalities. There's fucking like even like some of those like vendors and shit selling you shit, and they're like kind of funny and they're like giving you shit, and like I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, like what I've seen, the little that I've seen of it, I fucking really like. So hopefully that'll be fucking big and good times. Even though I think, as I said, that comes out like the end of fucking March, and I think fucking the big one there, fucking Dark Souls 3, comes out in like April. So it's like, yeah, I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, it's like, and I liked it. Yeah, The Division again. Hope there's more, a lot of single player shit to do in it before I could jump into the fucking multiplayer. But yeah, that was The Division. No, dude, this fucking seems to be, I'm on a roll with the D's again, fucking, Doom 3, I fucking finished, I talked about it last week. I fucking love Doom 3, it's fucking great. I mean, it started picking up towards the end, too, just the pacing of the game's great. I was just saying, like, oh, it's weird, it's fucking, I'm playing, as I was playing it, I've played through it fucking, fucking half a dozen times, probably. But, you know, every day I started it up from this time, like, I don't remember there being this much fucking, like, story and shit. It seems fucking weird, but, you know, it fucking picks up as it goes on. And towards the end, it's just fucking, like, super intense as fucking, you know what I mean? scraping by fucking tooth and nail looking for fucking ammo and shit. It's just fucking, you know, it seems like at the beginning, you know, I was, you know, you're playing, it's like, oh, it's just like a horror game. And like, you know, there'll be like one or two fucking enemies popping out, you know, it's just like, all right, well, whatever, fucking take care of them. It's kind of creepy, whatever. Then you get towards the end, it just fucking gets like, builds up more and more fucking intense. It's fucking just dozens of dudes coming at you. It's fucking brutal. Yeah, fucking, yeah, using fucking every weapon you have, like fucking depleting your fucking ammo, like, oh shit, this fucking sucks. And fuck, you know what I mean? Fucking, fucking, I forgot about the fucking, the soul cube too. Fucking, that's a weird one. It's fucking this fucking artifact thing. If you, every time you kill fucking, I think it's five enemies, you fucking bring up this fucking floating, rotating fucking cube thing. And you fucking, throw it, you try to take out like the, you know, five little guys, and if there's a fucking giant fucking enemy that's gonna take a shit ton of ammo, you fucking pull that out and throw it at him. It does a ton of damage and it refills your health. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's just shit I forgot about. I mean, it's just fucking fun. Doom 3 is fucking awesome. That fucking game is great. And again, you gotta fucking preface it, not Doom 3 BFG edition, just the fucking, the normal fucking Doom 3. Yeah, it's really good. It's so different from fucking, you know, the classic Dooms, which in its own fucking way, it's fucking amazing. It's such a good game. Yeah, you do like the rock, paper, scissors, almost with your weapon. You get to figure out like, oh, you know, this fucking weapon's best against this fucking enemy. It's just fucking, yeah, there's a lot to it. I mean, it's funny too, as playing, I'm like, you know what this fucking story reminds me of? As I'm fucking getting towards the end, I'm like, fucking, it reminds me of, you know, I was saying, it reminded me of fucking Aliens and shit. I'm like, it's kind of like Prometheus too. Like, fucking, I don't hate to say it, but, yeah, it's just fucking, yeah, it's just even like the, I was reading like a lot of like the back, it's a fucking surprising amount of like lore in the game too. Yeah, it's fucking the whole, the stories about the fucking, the demons. I mean, they kind of like, kind of back off the, oh, demons from hell type of thing. And it's just fucking, oh, well, you know, you're reading this fucking terminals and the fucking, you know, picking up the logs and shit. And they're saying like, oh, you know, the demons fucking, whatever, the aliens fucking from Mars fucking, you know, they're like an elder, like humans are like an ancestor to them, and they fucking, you know, they fucking, went to Earth and like fucking, you know, they created fucking, created the fucking human race, you know, and it's basically the fucking, like, backstory to fucking Prometheus, so, yeah, I mean, you gotta give fucking, who ripped off who, either fucking Ridley Scott or, whoever the fuck wrote Doom 3, and fucking John Carmack, I don't think he fucking wrote anything, but, that was just fucking weird. I'm like, huh, that's fucking weird. A lot of people didn't like Doom 3 too, just like Prometheus, so it's like, yeah, I don't know, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, I don't know, right up my alley. Fucking movies I fucking really like that fucking people shit on all the time. And yeah, it was just fucking surprised, fucking such a long fucking campaign, you know, the single player is fucking so involved. And yeah, it was fucking just the way they just kept the story going, you know, it's not what you think of fucking Doom for, but it was good. Doom 3 is fucking great. Yeah, just fucking, it's awesome. If you haven't played Doom, or even just played the BFG edition, just, you owe it to yourself. You gotta fucking play Doom 3 at least once. Yeah, I fucking threw up a review up on the site. Seems like it's fucking forever ago now, but, you did it pretty much right after the fucking, the podcast the last week. It seems like I'm fucking repeating myself, but, yeah, I threw up the review, just saying it was fucking, shorthand is, it's fucking great, but, yeah, fucking Grunt Free Press, check that out. Threw it up on the fucking Steam reviews too, and I must have done something right, because immediately after I threw it up, I get some invite to the some fucking reviewers guild on Steam. So I'm like, all right, yeah, some kind of recognition, I guess. So anybody from the reviewers guild on Steam's listening, hey, what's up? Yeah, this is how much of an awful person I am, so I'm probably gonna get kicked out immediately. Yeah, other switch back into some news. I'm all over the place. I have, like, fucking no segues. I just have a fucking list of shit. I'm just fucking, whatever. Just fucking talk. Point to this fucking piece of paper and talk. Yeah. Professional. It's fucking what the Grunt Free Press is known for. Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront. Get some they finally detailed what the season pass is going to include. So fucking the game came out like whatever, November, I think. You know, I played fucking a ton of the beta. I'd played fucking enough of it. I'm like, yeah, this game is fucking something I'll just keep playing. So I bought the fucking season pass. Just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, fucking it gives you like a little boost or whatever. It was fucking $50. I mean, people are complaining about that. I mean, it is fucking kind of stupid. It's just like, yeah, whatever. I'm just fucking, if you fucking like, you know, if this game you're going to be playing for a while, you feel like fucking throwing in the $50, you do. If not, you know, you fucking wait, like whatever. But I was like, yeah, whatever, dude, fucking, I like the game. I'll keep playing. I have been playing it. So I threw in the $50. Yeah, so they finally put out some information anyway about what's going to be in the pass or the fucking whatever you want to call them, the fucking the drops every month, starting in what'd be next month, I guess, in March. They had names for them, like fucking, I don't know, I didn't fucking pay. It's like, oh, the fucking Outer Rim fucking pack, like whatever. Fucking, I don't give a shit about that. But yeah, March, the Factories of Sullust. I don't know what the fuck Sullust is. I have fucking no clue. Like, that's supposed to be all like original trilogy shit. I fucking really don't know. Is it the fucking the lava planet from fucking episode 3? Like the fucking that prequel? Like I don't know. There's already fucking maps on that fucking on a lava planet, which I've never fucking, you know what I mean? Pretty sure that's from fucking episode 3, but I don't know. Yeah, but that there's some map, Factories of Sullust, no clue. But the big one is fucking you get to fight inside Jabba's palace, which is fucking, I mean, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude, that's why you want to play a fucking Star Wars game. Dude, it's fucking one of the best fucking locations is fucking Jabba's Palace. Like, be cool. I'll see what they do with that. If it's fucking just like an indoor, like, small map, or if it's going to be like, you know, the outside. It says inside Jabba's Palace, so I'm just going to assume it's fucking just the inside, but be cool, man. Hopefully they have the fucking the Rancor pit and fucking, you know, fucking trap doors and shit. Like, you know, who knows? Fucking seems cool, though. Just says second quarter 2016, which is fucking Cloud City, which that seems fucking cool as shit. Like, you know, that's fucking cool. You got another one, like, fucking Addy, that's fucking, like, classic. Then, third quarter of 2016 is the Death Star, which is fucking, again, those three is, like, you know, they're, like, fucking the main, like, if I could pick, they said, like, hey, you fucking name me three places to make fucking Star Wars maps into play in this game. I'd be like, yeah, it's probably do fucking Jabba's Palace, Cloud City, and the Death Star. So there you go. Fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, again, I don't know how good the maps will be or exactly what, you know, how they're going to play. Like, who knows? But seeing those locations alone is like, yeah, it's fucking cool. It's fucking great. And this is the last one. It just says it comes out early next year. Then, didn't give much detail. You know, the rumors are it's going to be the fucking Rogue One or whatever the fuck it is, the fucking the spin-off movie, but I don't know, who knows. Overall, fucking, yeah, it seems fucking pretty straight. I mean, fucking, again, if I'm fucking playing, like, whatever, I'm just like, I gotta take a break from, like, playing, like, single-player games and just fucking play some dumb multiplayer. That game, fucking Battlefront's fucking, like, perfect for that. It's not like fucking, like, you know, again, I love fucking Halo 5, but fucking, if I play that, I'm like, alright, well, I'm gonna fucking play, I'm gonna get, like, real, like, you know, and, you know, all tense about fucking playing shit, and, like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna be fucking, be, like, rusty and shit. I'm worried about that. For my first few games, I gotta fucking warm up. I don't fucking, like, you know, everything. I pretty much play ranked in fucking Halo, so it's, like, kind of, like, a little fucking, like, tension going as I'm playing. Like, I'm actually trying, at least fucking Battlefront, just fucking, it's great just to fucking throw in, just be like, yeah, whatever, just gonna fucking run around with a fucking blaster and shit and fuck shit up for a little bit and not really give a shit about anything. Yeah, I just thought it was fucking just, you know, again, the fucking, I just found it, I just can't believe people are still bitching about, you know, number one, the game, like, oh, it's fucking online only, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, well, fucking, we knew about that, like, 6 months before the fucking game came out, and the game's already been off, like, excuse me, the game's already been off, like, fucking 3 months, you know? why are people still bitching about that? I'm still bitching about the still bitching about the fucking the season pass and shit. And it's just like, dude, I don't know. It's fucking dumb. Shut up, I guess. Yeah, and yeah, they try making fucking the argument like fucking, oh, it's not worth, like, you know, whatever, dude, like the fucking $60 of the game isn't worth this, you know what I mean? They try to, like, break it down like some fucking, like, value proposition, like fucking, I'll tell you right now, I fucking played a, you know, played fucking, you know, played a good multiplayer game, you play a fuck of a lot more than a fucking, you know, most single player games, even it's like, oh, this fucking, you know, you hear people like, oh, this fucking giant RPG, like, you know, spent like fucking 40 hours fucking playing it. It's so fucking massive and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? A fucking multiplayer game comes out that you only play 40 hours. I mean, that's a fucking like failure. You know what I mean? It's a fucking boring ass fucking multiplayer game that wasn't set up right. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, even, again, like, Halo, it's like, fucking, like, oh, well, Halo, you know, Halo had a fucking story, and it's like, dude, I played through that once, and just didn't give a shit about that at all after the fucking story, and granted, it wasn't a very good story, but, then the fucking multiplayer I played for, like, hundreds of fucking hours, so it was like, dude, like, I don't know, it's fucking dumb fucking, complaint. Yep. Shut up. Everybody shut up about fucking stupid shit. Yeah, another one. All right, just fucking random fucking segues and fucking like all over the place. I played some Metal Slug, which is yeah, I played through the entire game of fucking just Metal Slug 1. I was just fucking again just looking through fucking Steam, just like, what do I feel like playing? Fucking not, yeah, fucking I'd go for some fucking Metal Slug, which I've talked about one of them before. Fucking yeah, they're all kind of the same. It's just fucking like going through fucking Contra style, just fucking blasting shit, fucking one, you know, one hit kills you, but, Steam, I mean, the Steam version is just like a straight fucking arcade port. I mean, there's other modes and shit I didn't really fucking give a shit about, like, you know what I mean, it's like, oh, survival mode, this and that. I'm like, I just want to fucking throw in fucking Metal Slug. Hooked up my fucking arcade stick, went through the game, and fucking, yeah, it's not hard at all. I mean, if you fucking have unlimited continues, like, whatever, but, I mean, shit, still, I mean, even then, it's still fucking, the game fucking looks fucking amazing. It still looks good. It's got its own fucking, like, nothing looks like fucking Metal Slug. It's fucking just, like, cartoony, but it's got, like, I don't know, just the fucking giant tanks and shit just look awesome. Pixelated, but it fucking looks fucking impressive still. I mean, yeah, I fucking blew through it, like, fucking, like, you know, 30, 40 minutes, just fucking blew through the game, and, like, at the end of that, I was like, wow, the game is fucking great. Yeah, it was just fucking, like, real, like, that real fucking, I mean, it was a fucking arcade game, you know, it's fucking, we're never gonna see that really again, I don't think. This is a fucking, those awesome, like, arcade games. I mean, they were meant to fucking, like, you know, suck quarters, but they're also meant to just be, like, fucking, like, dumb fun, you know? Never fucking see that again, so just the only way to fucking really experience it is to go back and play, like, actual arcade games from fucking those days, you know? Yeah, and I just fucking played that. I'm like, yeah, after that, I'm like, should I write a fucking review for it after fucking this, you know, game, 30, 40 minute game, it just fucking blew right through. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Nah, probably not. But I'll just say fucking Metal Slug's fucking awesome. Yeah, so again, I was saying, just fucking looking through my games, just, I don't know what the fuck to play, like, what, you know, what do I do? Yeah, I fucking took a gamble on, a game called, Deadly Tower of Monsters, which, I mean, I actually bought it. I mean, I was fucking looking at the games, like, I don't know, just fucking saw that, dude. I hadn't heard of, you know, it just came out, and I hadn't heard a single fucking thing about anybody, about the game from anybody, fucking any site, fucking professional, like anything, like fucking nothing. But I'm looking at it, I'm like, dude, this looks fucking cool. Like, it's like, looks like a fucking, I'm reading the description, I'm looking at the screenshots, and it looks like a fucking B movie, like 50s sci-fi fucking, you know, game where, you know, you climb in a tower, I guess, is all I could fucking figure it out. And I'm like, this could go either way. It could be fucking cheesy and fucking corny, and, you know, the humor could be shitty. It could be like fucking like internet, like, you know, meme fucking bullshit, or, you know, or it could be just be like halfway decent fucking, you know, it could be a mindless action game and fucking, you know, they just fucking throw like the campy fucking like a, like that art style on top of it. And like, that's it, you know? So I was like, still like, yeah, I don't know about this fucking, this game. Started fucking playing it and just fucking blew me the fuck away. Like I was a fucking, I ended up fucking loving it. Like, fuck, I love the fucking game. I mean, fucking, I usually hate, like, fucking, like, meta shit, like, meta comedy, like, you know what I mean, like, the breaking, break the fourth wall type of shit, like, even, like, you know, big thing right now, Deadpool, like, that's coming up, people seem to love that, and I fucking just look at it, I'm just like, I don't know, but fucking Deadpool, like, I've read some of the comics, and it's like, huh, I don't know, I fucking don't really like it, even, like, anything, like, meta, like, fucking, I don't know, Cabin in the Woods, I fucking can't stand that movie, or, even before that, like, fucking Wes Craven's New Nightmare, like, that whole thing, like, if I don't like that, I don't like fucking, like, oh, hey, I'm making a fucking movie about a movie, like, isn't that fucking, like, clever? I don't think so, so I usually hate that shit, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge type shit, ah, you're playing a game, you're watching a movie, ah, yeah, we get that, it's like, yeah, whatever, not funny, but, yeah, the fucking, yeah, Deadly Tower of Monsters. I mean, this the fucking the way it's set up. I mean, they go like all into it. It's fucking and it's fucking like genuinely fucking like funny. I mean, it's fucking like is and that's just fucking like hard to do. It's so hard to do in a fucking video game. There's only I can only think of like a couple video games I fucking like. Wow, that's like a funny game that made me fucking laugh. Like fucking it's so hard to do just because you gotta like you know. The timing you need to fucking, like, tell a joke or whatever just doesn't work well with fucking games at all. But, I mean, the way they fucking have Deadly Tower Monsters set up, it's like, you know, you're playing the fucking game and it's like, you know, you're controlling a character, like, fucking, like, normal, and you're fucking going through, playing through, it's supposed to, you know, a shitty movie, but it's not like fucking, you know, it's not like, you know, you're not, like, running to, like, sets or anything. It's, you know, it's just a shitty fucking low-budget sci-fi movie. And the whole time, the director of the movie that you're playing is giving his commentary, you know, DVD commentary as you play. It's not, like, fucking, like, oh, like, fucking what you're doing. Like, oh, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just fucking just, like, you know, a lot of the shit's just, like, overall, like, fucking, oh, look at this shitty, like, you know, oh, you know, we had to cut budgets on this fucking part because of blah, 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 and you're fucking, like, playing, or it's, like, there's fucking one, I hate fucking, like, spoiling it, too, it's fucking, I, you know, the more I spoil his fucking jokes, I mean, the less fucking, yeah, but, yeah, it's funny, the fucking, the director, the guy who's commentating the whole time is fucking, he's fucking great, it's fucking hilarious, so even like fucking, you know, I'll give you, like, one, there's the title screen fucking pops up, and, you know, there's a, you know, the artwork of the title screens like a movie poster is a normal poster is the main main guy's holding the girl and she's passed out like you'd see on a one of those old fucking shitty monster movies or whatever old fucking sci-fi movies that's the normal one of just the guy holding the girl and if you turn the game off and you turn it back on I don't know if, what the criteria is, but I played through it in probably three sittings maybe. But one of the times it'll change, and it's the girl, and she's holding the guy, and the director's flipping out, and he's just saying, I didn't approve that. Like, why'd they change that? Like, you know, and he has an assistant, and the assistant's saying, like, oh, well, you know, the execs higher up, they had this made as a, you know, future proofing because they were thinking there'd be like another demographic in the future, like a female demographic. Like if they get big, now we have this poster that you know the girl's holding the guy instead. You know, and I just thought it was funny just because it's fucking just like I fucking talked about that before. I was just like fucking you know people are you know demonize fucking male you know the male demographic. Fucking anything towards them is just like the worst thing in the world. But you just fucking flip the gender roles, all of a sudden it's fine. You know, I just thought it was funny. Just fucking, oh, it's the girl holding the guy. Oh, there's the fucking future demographic, the female demographic, which would be like now. You know, everyone's into that shit now. Just fucking putting a fucking switching gender roles, and suddenly it's fucking, oh, it's fucking how creative and fucking different. You know, I thought that was hilarious. And then it's fucking like then you go in another time. It's a fucking robot holding the guy. And his fucking the director's like, "What the fuck is that for?" He's like, "Oh, well, that's the future robot demographic, you know, in the fucking the future." Like, yeah, I just thought it's just dumb and it's fucking funny, stupid. You know, it's dumb and smart at the same time. And fucking, I thought it was fucking just legitimately fucking funny. Like, I was laughing. Yeah, it's fucking. Yeah, so this is fucking great, you know, the gags, so many good gags the entire time. You're fighting a fucking giant King Kong fucking looking stop motion gorilla, and they'll cut real quick, and your guy will be getting hit, and you can just see it's like a shitty, like, wooden hand on a fucking pole, like, hitting him, you know. It's dumb, real dumb, but it's fucking great. Or, all the flying enemies, there'll be bats flying around, and they just look like shitty fucking rubber, like Halloween store bats, and they have fucking like strings attached to them. And you get a power later on. You know, a pair of scissors is a power up. You can throw them. He cuts the strings and just kills them immediately. It's fucking funny, dude. I don't know. Thought it's hilarious. Yeah, it's fucking one of those dumb. Just fucking is one. I know what the hell it was. What am I looking at? What is this enemy? It just looks like a fucking dog with a vacuum cleaner on his head. You know, it's fucking just real dumb looking, you know, and Christmas lights on their back. And then a fucking, you know, the director's just saying, like, yeah, you know, whatever. He just took some dogs and threw a fucking vacuum cleaner on the head and some Christmas lights on his back. It's like, oh, it's pretty fucking, yeah, it's funny. Fucking cracked me up. A lot of the enemies are, you know, they make them purposely shitty, purposely bad, like fucking stop motion animation. It just fucking looks, you know, so good. The game is fucking great. I can't say enough about it. It's so fucking good the game is. It's not just like, oh, fucking Waka Waka, fucking gags and comedy game. And the game itself is actually really fucking fun. You know, it's a platformer, but they set up everything like real smart. So it's, you know, I was looking at that tower, I'm like, oh, you want me to climb that? It's probably gonna be a pain in the ass. I'm probably gonna be fucking falling. It's gonna be a fucking bitch to do. It could have just been the most fucking frustrating thing in the world and like not fun. But they set it up so it's pretty easy. It's not a fucking hard game. If you can just anytime you want, you just pull up a map and can fucking teleport anywhere. Any checkpoint you hit, there's plenty of fucking checkpoints as you're going up. You can just fucking hit back and go to the fucking go to any checkpoint on the fucking map at any time. If you fall, if you're like, oh shit, I fucking fell, somebody hit me, I'm falling, you just fucking hit the left bumper, and he just teleports you up to fucking the last, like, solid ground you were standing on. So it's never, like, never frustrating. It's just fun. It's fucking, it's some, like, Metroidvania shit to it. I mean, you can switch between three different characters. Some have, like, different abilities, so it's, you know, you're switching, you can't get past a certain spot, it'll be, secret areas blocked out, and you gotta fucking switch to the certain character who, if he has the fucking ability unlocked, to get to him, or fucking, you know, you can't progress till you fucking unlock like certain shit. But it's great. The fucking game is fucking amazing. It's fucking only like 5 hours long or so. It feels like it was a perfect length, because it's not like, you know, if it kept dragging on, it'd be like, oh, well, this isn't funny, or if it just kept getting, like, you know, hotter and hotter, or, like, whatever, like, it'd be like, oh, it's not fun anymore. But it's like $10 for fucking a 5 hour game. It's just excellent. It's fucking perfect. Yeah, it's fucking the game I didn't know I wanted so bad, but I fucking, Jesus Christ, I wanted to fucking just spread the word as much as possible. I fucking even sent a fucking email out to fucking, like, another podcast, to fucking, like, Horror News Radio, like, dude, this shit's, like, right up your alley. They haven't said anything about it yet, but fucking, you know, they probably think I'm, like, made the game or something. But it's just, like, no, it's just fucking, like, this game is fucking great, like, fucking perfect for you guys, like, perfect, and if you like fucking, like, old sci-fi fucking horror shit, like, fucking, yeah, I mean, you gotta play it. Even, like, fucking, if you like those old, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, so the those like action RPGs, that's like the main combat system. You get a few upgrades, a few fucking powers and shit, and fucking it's just like a small version of that, and fucking plus like all the other crazy shit on top of it. It's fucking perfect, dude. I fucking loved it so much. Just trying to fucking expose as much as I can. Like I said, I fucking just like anytime I'm fucking like, I go into, like, comment section, like, oh, yeah, how come you guys aren't fucking reviewing fucking the Deadly Tower of Monsters? I haven't heard anything about that. It's fucking everywhere. The game's fucking, it's amazing. It's a shame that fucking it's not, like, you know, big deal. I fucking, you know, reviewed it on my site, so, you know, there's two people will see it, but, yeah, fucking is, I can't recommend it enough. If fucking that's, if that sounds even like remotely up your alley, if you fucking, you know, if you're a fan of like, whatever, Mystery Science Theater 3000 or something like that, like you have to play the fucking game. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, it fucking almost ruined me too. It was fucking like, after that, I'm like, ah, it's so good. Such fucking, so almost like perfect experience, you know? Such a surprise too. But, yeah, Deadly Tower of Monsters is fucking amazing. Best surprise I've had in a fucking long time. Yeah, I'll take a break and talk about some other surprises on the horizon.
I love it.
Grunt Free Press, another report. I was going to go right into it. I realize this fucking episode's been kind of dry. It's not my usual fucking perky, goofy self. I apologize, you know, but I gotta remind everybody now and then, this is not a comedy podcast. I'm not a comedian. So if you're looking to fucking laugh, go listen to some fucking Dane Cook or something, you fucking faggot. Yeah, it's a game podcast. I'm serious podcast about serious games. So, yeah, let's go right into my next one here. I played some Sakura Swim Club, which is it's a hentai game. And if you know, if you're not aware, hentai is like, it's like a mix of two things. It's anime, which I fucking already said I fucking hate. I hate anime. But the other, you know, it's a porn anime. So it's, you know, the other half is like porn, which, you know, I love. So, you know, I have mixed feelings about hentai. So it came up on, my Steam recommendations for fucking whatever the fuck reason. But I remember playing, I think I've talked about this before, some fucking, you know, when I was fucking like real little, fucking, real little, yeah, I was like fucking like two jacking off the fucking cartoons, jacking off to like fucking Who Framed Roger Rabbit and shit. But, yeah, I'm fucking, yeah, I remember playing fucking some of the games. I was, you know, fucking like a teenager or whatever. Just like, oh, what is this? Fucking going and fucking playing some fucking, going to some dark places and fucking finding like these weird fucking Japanese fucking visual novels with fucking like, you know, scenes of fucking hardcore porn. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, this works. Works to me. I'm fucking like 13. Like, what do I know? But, yeah, it's fucking just, I'm like, I'm curious if fucking, you know, it was only a couple bucks and, reading the Steam reviews, most of them are saying, oh yeah, it's fucking great fucking jack off material or whatever. And I was in one of those, you know, one of those states that, you know, I can't decide. I'm like, do I want to fucking jack off and go to bed, or do I want to fucking play a game? I'm like, you know, maybe I can do both at the same time, and, you know, maybe I can multitask here. So gave it a whirl. I even fucking, you know, downloaded them. I redid a little research. You had to get a download a patch to like unlock all the hardcore, like uncensored fucking scenes. I even did that. Fucking, I'm like, if I'm gonna do it, let's fucking do this right. So, yeah, I'm playing a hentai fucking porn game. I mean, come on, what am I fucking, this is fucking Showtime or something, or fucking Cinemax? yeah, it's not playing, and like right off the bat, just fucking like a bunch of fucking boring fucking bullshit dialogue. And, you know, he's supposed to be playing some like fucking high school kid who has fucking daddy issues. Like his fucking dad keeps calling him, and you're like, ah, hi dad, I'm trying to make you proud over here at school. And it's fucking like, you know, I'm fucking just clicking through all this shit. And it's fucking like real dumb, fucking simple, fucking like storybook bullshit writing. Clicking through, I'm like, ah, come on, let's see some fucking cartoon pussy. Like, let's go. Went on for like, you know, 20 minutes or so, then I started thinking, like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I fucking clicking through this shit for? Like, waiting for, you know what I mean? One fucking, like, image of fucking, like, some cartoon fucking anime fucking bullshit pussy. So I just fucking closed the game. I went to fucking RedTube and I jerked off like a normal person to fucking real porn. That was the end of that. Which brings me to games I didn't play. Darkest Dungeon. Yeah, I mean, fucking, I played last week. I fucking ended up killing like two bosses, and you know, it gives you a list of, you know, shit you gotta do or you can do anyway, like tasks to complete. You know, most of them are, you know, kill these bosses, or it's fucking, you know, build up this character to this level or whatever. But I'm looking at the list and the fucking ones that say, like, kill bosses. I mean, the fucking descriptions make it seem like fucking, oh, there's these four fucking bosses in these four areas, and then, like, kill more of them at, you know, at higher levels. So I'm just thinking, like, is this going to be like, dude, am I going to keep doing this, and it's going to be, like, the same fucking bosses with, like, higher XP, doing a little bit more damage? And just fucking looking at the list, I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking do this. Like, I don't even want to fucking commit myself to this fucking, you know, to this fucking, like, grind fest, if that's all it's going to be. You know, but if I keep going, like, by the time I'm, like, completely sure, it's just going to be as bullshit as I think it is. Like, I'm going to be already, wasted, like, 40 fucking hours of my life grinding through this shit. So I'm like, fuck it, dude. I'm not going to fucking, I just fucking stop playing it. I haven't fucking uninstalled it yet. I'm just like, yeah, maybe I'll fucking, whatever, click through some bullshit at some point. But, yeah, so I didn't fucking continue on that fucking game. I'm like, I just don't want to even, you know what I mean? It's fucking get to like a point where it's like, I don't know, almost like, keep going back to like Metal Gear Syndrome, where it's like, oh, this game fucking sucks. I've already played it for like a fucking 100 hours, so I might as well finish it. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to get to that point where it's just like, just been grinding for so long that I can't, you know what I mean? I can't fucking stop now, like that type of shit. I heard a good interview, about Darkest Dungeon, with I think like two of their creators on a Game Informer's podcast. And like, you know, I'm listening to that. I'm like, dude, even, you know, people keep saying this game's great. Like, I fucking played it again. Like, I'm playing it. Like, I understand, like, I understand the loop of it. Just not something I want to fucking do. Like, I don't want to fucking just keep grinding. Like, I don't find it fun. I listened to the Game Informer podcast, the interview with the two guys who created it, two of them anyway. Yeah, they're both pretty upfront. They're just like, yeah, it's fucking, the game's not for everybody. I mean, they're fucking like saying, like, dude, it's, the game's got fucking like serious problems. Two guys from Game Informer, interviewing them were, Dan Tack and Ben Hansen. They're fucking interviewing them. They're asking pretty good, you know, good questions. They're bringing up like fucking, you know, issues that I've had with the game. They were having with the game, and fucking, you know, and fucking the guy, the creators are saying like, yeah, it's fucking, some shit just isn't, you know, some shit just flat out isn't good. Some of it's fucking not for everybody. You know what I mean? It was a good interview, and fucking, I still understand it. Like, fucking, you know, you acknowledge the fucking, like, oh, there's a lot of shit that's fucking wrong with this game, and it's such a simple game, and, like, there's so much wrong with it, you know what I mean? And still give it, like, crazy good reviews. Like, I think even fucking the guy interviewing fucking them, fucking Dan Tack, I think he did the review for, like, Game Informer and gave it, like, a 9-point, like, whatever. And he was saying, oh, the game's so good, and fucking just, like, dude, like, I don't know. I'm fucking still, like, torn. I'm not even, like, that torn about it. Just, like, fucking just, like, look at it. I just look at it. I'm like, this is a game I just don't want to fucking play right now. Like, I don't know. Or ever. I don't know. We'll see. So, another one. Segway number something or other. I tried some other game as I'm fucking flipping through fucking my list. And, like, game called The Void, which is, it's a weird fucking Russian game, look kind of like, I was looking at the screenshots and fucking, you know, looks fucking dark, fucking like twisted and like fucking, you know, kind of like horror type. I wasn't sure even what kind of game it is. But played it for like 20 minutes and I'm like, ah, this game's kind of gay. Just fucking walking around, you fucking holding the, pressing the mouse button to soak up color and like fucking flowers and shit. And use the color to fucking paint shit and paint the world and shit. And like, I don't know, it's just like real fucking archaic fucking garbage. Like it was, it wasn't even like, I was fucking like, oh, fucking like, I was going to try to like check like the score, like the store page on Steam to like fucking find out more about it before I was out of playing it. And it was like fucking, you couldn't even, I don't think you can even buy it anymore on Steam. For whatever reason, I think it might be just because like some like legal bullshit, fucking whoever like owns the rights to it or something. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, maybe even like more like interested, like fucking, maybe it's just like some weird like lost fucking game, like maybe it'll be fucking cool. But I played it for like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. I'm just like, again, just I'm like, dude, this is something I don't want to fucking play. Like, this seems fucking dumb. I just fucking uninstalled it and it's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I just think playing through the Deadly Tower monsters fucking spoiled me, you know. It's so fun. And it's fucking, you know, I just went back to looking at games. I'm just fucking, it's like, I don't know. These games are probably fucking pretty boring. And it's fucking, this one seems like it's going to be pretty gay. And you know what I mean? Getting turned off. But like, this one has no fucking controller support. I don't want to fucking play with my mouse and keyboard. And it's fucking like, I don't know. Yeah, just fucking bring it up again. Fucking the Deadly Tower of Monsters is fucking amazing. Fucking just keep saying that. I'll probably say it. It might be like my catchphrase from now on. Deadly Tower of Monsters is fucking great. That's the grunt-free truth. Try to tie them in together somehow. So then fucking whatever. Set up playing a little game called The Witcher. And say it's not... I said The Witcher, not The Witcher 3. And, not The Witcher 2, which The Witcher 2 is, free on Xbox right now, meaning if you have, it's backward compatible too, you can just fucking whatever, go to xbox.com and fucking sign in and just hit download and it'll fucking, you'll be able to play it on Xbox One, fucking, you don't have your 360 hooked up anymore. I've been playing, I played both of those before, but I'm playing just flat out The Witcher 1 straight. Witcher, just fucking says this is the enhanced edition. I don't know what the fuck that means. I have no clue, but hopefully it's enhanced. The series, I fucking love the series. I started with The Witcher 2. I love that game. I fucking fell in love with the game. I'm like, dude, this world's fucking great. I fucking love like just the tone of it. It was just so different from other RPGs. Had like its own fucking combat system. It's fucking like a real like animation based, almost dare I say it, like Dark Souls. You had to fucking mix your own potions. You had to deal with fucking, you know, as you can't just keep fucking popping like healing potions, like in fucking like damage potions. Like you got a toxicity meter and like fucking if that fills up, you get fucked up, you end up dying. Just fucking like real dark, you know, the world is so like dark and fucking grim, like dark fantasy, almost like fucking Game of Thrones and fucking, I'm pretty sure this came out like before Game of Thrones, like, you know, so I never fucking, I'm like, dude, this is like real cool. Like I fucking like it. It's fucking, you know, you know, fucking the guy you're playing, Geralt, I don't know, like, you know, he's fucking, you're playing him, he's not really a fucking hero, he's kind of, you know what I mean, he's fucking, just kind of like a mercenary, just doing his own, just trying to make fucking money, just doing his job, he's not like a fucking, you know, some fucking plucky fucking teen or like whatever, like, you know, like saving the world, really, he's got his own fucking, like, story, you know, I love the world, and I fucking loved it. As I was playing two, I'm like, gosh, maybe I should go back and play fucking one. I just kept hearing people like talking shit about one, just, oh no, skip it, it's not good, it's got all these problems and blah blah blah. I ended up fucking reading a couple of the books, and those are fucking really good too. Those are really good fucking books. They're all like mostly just like short stories, but it's fucking, they're fucking good. The most recent one was like 3 came out, and now everyone loves that, and fucking it's getting like Game of the Year awards and shit, and it deserves it. I mean, fucking Witcher 3 is fucking great. I really like. It's kind of a toss up if I like fucking two or three better. I could fucking tell you either way on any given day. I thought two is more like focused. I think I like the story of two better. You know, and then like on the other hand, like three is like a fucking this huge open world, and it's kind of it's almost too open, and it's fucking, you know, I can go fucking back and forth. About which one of those I like better, and I haven't fucking gone back and played two recently either, so who knows. But yeah, when fucking three came out, if you asked me, I would have said, oh dude, definitely play fucking two, like two is fucking amazing. But you kept hearing when three came out, people were saying like fucking, oh, don't play two, you can just skip it, you can skip fuck, oh definitely don't play one, one's a piece of shit. And honestly, fuck anybody who says that, fuck them. Like, fuck you. No, fuck it. If you're like interested at all, in The Witcher, whether you've played like one of them, you know, either or two or three before, or, like whatever, or if you're just kind of like, I'm kind of interested in The Witcher, I'd say fucking just start with one and fucking go on from there. Just cause, yeah, immediately started playing one. I'm just like fucking, I'm like, dude, this even like the opening cutscene of one, I'm like, dude, this fucking rules. This is fucking awesome. I started off in fucking Kaer Morhen, which is like the Witcher training ground, and that's I don't think that's in two. It comes up in it's a big part of three. And, like, I knew it from reading the books after two. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. In my head, I'm like, wow, they finally fucking made, I was just playing three. I'm like, oh, they made this fucking place that was a big deal in the books, you know? Suffice the training ground of the fucking Witcher, the Witcher's train or whatever. I'm like, oh, it's fucking cool as shit. Then I'm like, again, I'm like, fuck, dude. I wish I knew it from playing fucking, I wish I played one originally, because it's fucking, it opens up there in fucking one, and, like, there's, like, callbacks or just fucking, like, everything from one. I mean, even, like, fucking, The opening scene of three, you're in fucking Triss's room, and it's fucking like set up like exactly how it is in one, you know what I mean? And fucking like the characters that I'm like, who the fuck are these people in three? I'm like, no, that's from one. Like, I wish I played fucking one. I fucked up. But yeah, that's why it's cool, dude. That's why I'm fucking loving it so far. Yeah, so I mean, a lot of the, you know, everything from like the series, or I'm like, oh, this is cool in two and three. I'm like, oh, this is fucking, you know, unique or whatever. I'm like, oh, no wonder people love this, and maybe like people didn't like one because this wasn't in there. But a lot of the shit from fucking, that series, from fucking the entire series is in fucking one. Like, you know, I was just expecting like some fucking broken ass, fucking fucked up garbage, you know, the way people are talking about the first game. But nope. I mean, immediately as I fucking went out, dude, I fucking, like, first thing I do, I went to a bar, fucking got drunk, I got in a fucking fist fight, and fuck, you know what I mean, fucking, it gives you the cool, like, drunk, fucking blurry guys, like, stumbling around, and, like, bang some fucking random broad. I mean, the fucking, the writing, you still get the fucking, that tone from fucking two and three, where it's fucking funny. I mean, you know, a lot of, like, the backstory, the character, you know, the characters are all fucking, like, starting out from fucking, from there, and, yeah, I mean, if you've only played fucking two or three, or like I had, and fucking now I'm in this fucking weird order, I played fucking two first and went on to fucking three, and now I'm playing one, and I was like, dude, I just wish I fucking played one first and went in order, because best way to go. And even like difficulty wise, I mean, even though I'm playing on fucking normal or whatever, just because again, I thought like, when I played three, I played it on like fucking, you know, hard or whatever, like one above normal or like whatever. But the way people were describing the first game, I'm just like, sounds like it's going to be a fucking like broken ass mess. So I'll just play it on normal and fucking see what I can get. Cause I know fucking two and three are pretty hard, even on fucking, you know, normal or fucking, you know, one above. So figure this, it'd be even harder, but I think it's the easiest one. I mean, I'm already fucking, you know, fucking shit up. Mowing down like groups of bandits and fucking killing fucking drowners and fucking, you know, murdering mages and shit. And I'm comparing that to like The Witcher 3. I mean, fucking like before I even get into like any combat, I get murdered by a fucking bee within like fucking, you know, an hour. It's fucking like one bee just came and just fucking stung me and fucking murdered me. So there's that. Even the combat in this, I mean, like three, combat in three, I mean, again, my weird fucking comparison. I'm like, it's kind of, I thought it was a little bit worse than two. I mean, two just seemed more like, you know, there are less enemies you're fighting. It was, again, it was just more like more of a focused, focused down game. So it's like everything's, it was more zoomed in, I guess, if that makes sense. But, yeah, I mean, fucking, the combat in one's fucking, it's its own thing. And it's, I kind of like how it's set up. It's more hands off. It's not as like immediately. It's not like fucking on pressing a button and learning the animations or whatever, like that type of deal, to get better and fucking, you know, timing my blocks. It is like timing based, but it's weird how they do it. It's different anyway. And you pretty much just clicking on like who you want to attack, and just, you know, he'll lock into fucking, oh, I'm attacking this guy, and it's all like stat based whether you hit, like how much damage you do. Then it gives you like a prompt, and you gotta click again. Like, it'll bring up, like, as a sword, and the sword will fucking, you know, be like a fucking flame on the sword. You gotta fucking click again, that, like, initiates, like, a combo. And combo, like, two or three times as you fucking, as you're doing it, you know? As you're fighting the thing. So if you just time it out right, click, 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 the right fucking, right when it tells you to, you'll be fucking, like, locked in that combo and you do a shit ton of damage. I mean, it sounds weird. I mean, it is kind of a weird system. It's fucking, but I picked it up, you know, pretty quick. I mean, I'm not really having any fucking problems with it. I think it's fine. I'm only playing on normal, so whatever. I mean, the same shit from like the other games. I mean, you get two swords. I mean, I only have one right now where I'm at, only in like chapter one. I did the prologue. I'm almost done with chapter one, but, you know, you had steel and silver swords. The steel's for the fucking regular guys. The fucking silver swords for the fucking, killing like the monsters and shit. And on top of that, you get three stances they can give you, and you can fucking, it's strange too, you can fucking, whenever you want, you fucking hit spacebar, it pauses the game, you can fucking switch or like whatever. But, I think it gives you like three categories. I mean, three different stances. You have like a heavy stance or a fucking quick stance, or one for like, you know, taking out groups of people. And you just gotta, it's just a matter of, I gotta pick out like, I'm trying to fucking hit this guy with a fucking heavy attack, and he keeps fucking like dodging, so I'll switch to the quick stance, and then fucking now you do damage. Like, it's pretty simple, but no, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like, it's straight. Yeah, that's why I have no problem with it. It's, again, it's different, but I fucking just immediately, I'm fucking like, whatever. It fucking made sense to me and fucking real quick. Yeah, I mean, it's an older game. You know, it's not gonna look as good as the fucking The Witcher 3 or whatever, but I mean, shit happens, like fucking whatever. As soon as the game comes out, fucking it's fucking starts aging graphically. So doesn't look bad though. I mean, some parts still look good. I mean, some shit's like goofy, like fucking, I don't think anybody like blinks, you know, like that type of deal, like from that fucking that era. But it's not a bad looking game. Like, some shit still looks pretty good. I think it's fucking perfectly fucking playable. I'm fucking definitely getting into it. I'm glad I fucking like, what do I want to play? I'm glad I fucking picked that. So I could finally, like, just fucking get that last game out, you know, of the series that I fucking love and fucking glad. Don't fucking listen to people telling you not to play one or two. I'll tell you, fucking two is fucking amazing, too. Just, if you're going to play The Witcher and play fucking all of them in a row. Or fucking, again, if you fucking like the other ones and fucking people are telling you not to play fucking the ones beforehand, don't listen to them and fucking play them all, because they're all fucking good in their own fucking right. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be my main game for a while, so get ready to hear some fucking tales of fucking Geralt of fucking Rivia, because, yeah, I'm really enjoying fucking playing that game. Except fucking soon, next week, actually, the big one there, fucking XCOM's coming out. It's my big new game, anyway. Looking forward to that. That's getting fucking good reviews, but I don't know what that means. But I've watched a couple of videos of people playing it. I'm like, dude, that's XCOM. That looks fucking pretty cool, and I can't wait to fucking start playing it. So that's Tuesday, I guess, a week from today. I'll be fucking playing the shit out of that. Another short one I fucking dipped into is for a little bit as Tormentum : Dark Salt, Dark Sorrow. It's just a point and click adventure game. Adventure / like puzzle, like fucking figure this shit out type of game. I like the art style of it. I mean, it fucking looks like a heavy metal fucking album cover, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I tried playing, you know, fucking the first time I tried playing it, again, I pretty much just bought it just based on, like, screenshots and shit. I'm like, dude, that looks cool. That looks like a fucking, like, Dio album or something. Like, it's just fucking, like, knights and fucking armor and fucking flames and fucking, like, weird fucking worms and shit. Like, castles. I'm like, dude, that looks pretty fucking cool. I started playing it, and fucking the first time, I'm just like, dude, I just got pissed. I was fucking... I wasn't feeling it at all. I'm like, dude, fuck this. I mean, just, I think it was just because of the combination of, like, fucking Darkest Dungeon and fucking that fucking Sakura fucking swim club game. I'm like, dude, I'm not just going to fucking sit here and just click, 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 clicker, dude. Like, you're fucking, like, fucking boring. Like, yeah, that type of deal. I wasn't feeling it. And then, like, I fucking, the second time I played, I guess it was in, like, the right frame of mind or whatever. Just fucking, like, yeah, whatever. Just fucking relax and just fucking figure out fucking the puzzles. I mean, most of the game just fucking static fucking images. You know, there's only a couple, you know, animate. It's almost like a paper cutout type thing. Like, they'll fucking, you know, animate, like, a little bit here and there. But, so far, I mean, the puzzles are pretty fucking easy. It's just fucking... Yeah, this is, again, if you're in the right fucking mood. I mean, I like the art style, just fucking relax and just fucking, you know, some cool shit, cool fucking visual shit, and just fucking, you know, looks pretty good and fucking whatever. I'll keep playing it. Again, one of those deals where it's like, ah, I get fucking, I'm kind of tired. I don't really feel like going to bed yet, though, and just fucking throw that in for like half an hour and just fucking click around. All right for that. Yeah, last thing is I got a box here. I haven't even fucking opened yet. I'm assuming it's my fucking Xbox One Elite controller. Yeah, it was finally in stock at Amazon. So, yeah, box sitting next to me. Haven't fucking opened it. So, not much to say about it except, yeah, if you're interested in them, I'd fucking check Amazon, I guess, because they seem to be back in stock. You're not gonna pay, you know, fucking ridiculous money for it. I mean, pay like the normal. I think it's like $150 rather than like fucking $300 or whatever on fucking eBay or some garbage. Yeah, I'll have to fucking report on that next week. I mean, hopefully we'll be playing play some fucking Battlefront with it, whatever the fuck. Something with a fucking controller. But yeah, fucking report on that next week, and that's about it. Again, I apologize. This is kind of a shorter, fucking drier show. I mean, fucking, I don't know, fucking playing games and fucking not much else to fucking talk about, I guess. My fucking boring life. But yeah, Grunt Free Press podcast episode 29. I've been Absolute Deicide. I don't know if I fucking even said that, but. You've been listening to Absolute Deicide from Grunt Free Press. You can head over to gruntfreepress.com and check out some whatever the fuck I feel like over there. Yeah, and fucking if you've listened on iTunes, give me some ratings, some fucking reviews, all that bullshit. You can email questions or anything you want me to talk about, so I'm not just fucking sitting here like I played this and I played that and fucking this and that. I want to fucking... something more interesting for me to talk about, email your comments and questions to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And that's about it. I'm going to go play some fucking Witcher and play with my fucking controller.
them all.